Okay, so good morning. Today's class should be for the Rafu'ah, Shalom Avon Chalim, Rabbi Chalam, Shem Dar Bachom Bachom Nishan, Rabbi Chalam, 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 Okay, we are at the bottom of the page. On Mem Zayin Amud Bet, we are at towards the middle of the page, actually, about 7-8 lines from the long lines. The Gemara begins by Mishar Abu Rotzchin. We said yesterday that when there are more murderers in the world, there was less Egla Arufa. So the Gemara says Mishar Abu Rotzchin. So Tana Rabbanan was telling the Braita Mishar Abu Rotzchanin, but la Egla Arufa. When the murderers had increased, Egla Rufa had become nullified. The fi she'ina ba'a ela ala safek, because it only came because of a doubt. Misharabu arotzchanin begaloi batla Egla Rufa. Whenever the murderers had increased in public, then the Egla Rufa had become batel. Misharabu anu'afin, whenever there became more adulterers, v'chulei. Tan Rabbanan, the bright test is v'nika ha'ish me'avon, the man has to be clean from sin. Whenever the man is clean from sin, the waters, the sota waters, would check his wife. If the man was not clean from sin, the water would not check his wife. So what is this extra line? Ve'omer. So the Gemara says, "My ve'omer." What does he need this for? I would have thought to say that maybe only his own sins causes the waters not to be checked, but not the sins of his children. So Tashma, that's why the Gemara says, Lo ifkod al benotechem ki tisnena, ve'alkal otechem ki tinafna, that even if his children have sins, that would still cause the bitter waters not to check his wife. V'chitem avon eshet ish'in, avon depnuya lo, maybe only sleeping with a married woman would, the waters wouldn't check his wife, but if it was a single woman, then it would check his wife. Tashma, that's why the Gemara says, "Ki hem im hazonot yiparedu, v'im hakedushot yizabechu," that no matter who it is, men with single women or prostitutes, whoever it is, it would still not check the wife. Ve'am, then it says, "Mai ve'am lo yavin yilabet," that the nation who doesn't understand will stumble. Amar b'Elazar, amar lem navi l'Yisrael. The Navi Hoshea said to Israel, if you are strict on yourselves, the waters will check your wives. And if not, the waters will not check your wives. Misharabu balei hana'a, whenever there was more people in the world who wanted just pleasure, nita'avtu ha-dinin v'nitkalkelu ha-ma'asim. The laws, all of the dinim, all of the din became not straight, v'nitkalkelu ha-ma'asim, and people's actions were crooked. Ve'enoach ba'olam, and nobody is comfortable in the world. Then Misharabu roe panim badin, the more people that showed favor in judgment, batal lo taguru, we lost out on a few mitzvot, lo taguru, do not be afraid of somebody in din, velo pasak lo takiru, and also do not show favor. Uparku al shamayim v'ananu alehem ol basar v'adam, they let go of the yoke of heaven, and they put upon themselves the yoke of man. Whenever there was more whisperers, what does this mean? Rashi explains, talking about the judges, the lawyers, and they would speak to the judges before the deen. They would go and try to get their good word in. Whenever that increased, Padin, Rabbah Haron Afba Israel, anger started increasing from Israel. And the Shechina left Am Israel. Because the pasuk says, "Bekerev Elohim Ishpot," that with Hashem you should judge in an honest way. After it increased in the pasuk, nowadays also that people are running after their money and their hearts are running after their money. It increased in the world for people to say that this is, when this is bad, it's good, and when this is good, it's bad. When people started saying this is bad is good and good is bad, a lot of distress started increasing in the world. When we increased people who are spitters, people who have gava, they spit on the floor, more people with gava increased in the world. And less students. And the Torah is searching for the people to learn it. When there were more people with gaava, more of the women started marrying people with gaava. Because our generation only sees the people on the outside, they don't look at people on the inside. Is that really so? Person who has gaava, even the people of his own home, they don't want him, they don't accept him. Even if in his own home, he's not accepted. So the Gemara says, generally the way it is with someone who has gaava, at first everyone jumps on him, they want to marry him. Then they start to get to know who he really is, they don't want to have anything to do with him, they hate him. Whenever people started trying to take advantage of others and use people for their own interests, rabah shochad v'hatayat mishpat, bribery and not straight judgment started happening. Upaskat tova, and all of the goodness in the world stopped. Misherabu mekablani tovatecha, mechaskeni tovatecha. That whenever the increase, the judge is saying, "I accept your goodness," or mechaskeni tovatecha, your goodness is also mechazekoti. So he's saying that when the judges started not being so straight in their judgment, what ended up happening is Rabuha Isha Yashar Be'enav Yaseh, everybody just started doing whatever they want. Isha Yashar Be'enav. Shefalim Hugba'u V'Agvoyim Nehushpalu, the people who were down to earth the Shefalim Hugba'u, the Rishayim were raised, Gevoyim, the people who were Tzadikim, Hushpalu, they came down. Umalchuta Azla V'Navla, and the Malchut Israel went and became Menuvelet, it became worse and worse and worse, all of these things happening. Okay, whenever the stinginess increased, the torfei teref and robbers, rabu me'amsei alev, the kovtzei yadayim la'alvot, people stopped giving, people stopped lending to people stopped giving tzedakah, ve'avru al mashakadu b'torah, and they went against what the pasuk says in the Torah, yishamer lecha pen v'chule, it says don't, you have to be careful not to hold your hands back, you always have to give to the ani when a poor person asks you, so people stopped doing this. Misherabu netuyot garon, mishakrot einayim, rabu mayim amarim. Whenever there was more people with their necks up high, and their lying eyes, flirting eyes, so then there was more bitter waters in the world. Elisha pasku, but it stopped working because everyone was doing it. Misharabu mekablei matanon nidmatu hayamim nitkatzu hashanim. Whenever people started accepting more gifts, their lives became shorter. Dichtiv v'sonem matanot yichye. Shlomo HaMelech says, "You person who hates gifts, only that person will live." Misharabu zechuchei alev. Whenever the zechuchei halev increased, what is zechuchei halev? Rashi explains. Like Rashi says, zechuchei halev, she'en matin et oznam lishmo yafeh mipi rabam sumchim abinatam ledakdek shmoatam. They don't rely on their rabbis, what the rabbis tell them. They think they know better. When this increased in the world, what ended up happening is a lot of machloket had increased into the world. Chas v'shalom. Whenever the students of Hillel and Shammai stopped spending so much time with their rabbis, the machloket started increasing in Am Yisrael, and the Torah became like two Torahs. Whenever the Jews started accepting more tzedakah from the goyim, then the Jews became on top and the goyim on the bottom. It's really supposed to saying it the other way around, but it doesn't want to curse Am Yisrael. It's really the Jews are on the bottom. And it's saying Jews are in front and the Goyim are in the back. It's really the other way around because they started accepting tzedakah from the Goyim. Mishamet Yosef and Yoezer, we said when these people died, Batlu Ashkelot. My Ashkelot, what are these clusters? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ish Sha'akol Bo. Ashkelot are Ish Sha'akol Bo, men that had everything. Rashi explains, what does it mean? Isha Hakol Bo, Torah Ba'amita, Ve'en Dofi V'Shechav Machloket. He had the truth of the Torah. There was no blemish, there was no mistakes, there was no forgetting, there was no arguments, nothing. It was all clear. That was who they were. Yochanan Kohen Gadol Ha'evir Hodayat HaMaaser. Now Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he brought the Hodayat HaMaaser, the admitting of the Maasrot. So my tama, what's the reason? Amar Yosef Ruchanina, the fish ain't not need to kitikuno. They weren't giving it properly. The Rachmana Amar the Avil Leviim. The Torah says they should give it to the Leviim. The Anan Kayavina the Kohanim. We were giving it to the Kohanim. So the Gemara says, Velode Ashar Maaser. Why don't we just do vidui on the rest of the Maaser that we give? Amar Yosef Lakish. Kol bayit she'en mitvade al ma'aser rishon, shuv en mitvade al shar ma'aserot. Any house that they don't admit to giving the ma'aser rishon, they won't admit to giving the rest of the ma'aserot. Ma'itahama, what's the reason? Amar Abaye, ho'ilu patach ba katuv techila. Because the pasuk first says, v'natata la'levi. First you give to the levi, that's ma'aser rishon. Then la'ger, the ger, that's ma'aser ani. And then it says, bisharecha, that's ma'aser sheni. So first it says ma'aser rishon. That's why if you don't give that one, you're not going to give the others. So the Gemara says, "Miklad the afrushi avim mefarshe." But still, you can see that they would separate. They would separate their maaserot. But we have a brayta. Afu bitel da vidui vegazar el admai. He was mevatel. He nullified the vidui in the announcement that they would give their maaserot, and he was gozer on dmai. Dmai is the fruits of ama aretz, a person who is not knowledgeable. Who probably wouldn't give their maasers. So he was decreeing that you have to give maaser on that fruit. He saw in all of Am Yisrael, they were only giving Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola is to the Kohen. For maaser Rishon and Ani and Sheni, maaser Rishon would go to the Levi. Maaser Sheni was the one that was brought up to Yerushalayim. Some people would bring it, some people wouldn't. Amar lahem, so he said to them, Banai, bo v'omar lachem, k'shem shetruma gedola yesh ba'avon mita, kak truman ma'aser v'tevel yesh ba'en avon mita. Just like truma gedola, it has the sin of death. If somebody's not a Kohen and he eats truma gedola, it's the death penalty. So too ma'aser and tevel, something that wasn't given ma'aser, it's not allowed to be eaten until you give your ma'asers. So therefore, also that has avon mita. Amad v'yitin lahem, he made an established alokech perod me'am ha'aretz. Someone buys fruits from am ha'aretz. Mafrish me'en ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni. He separates ma'aser rishon and sheni. Ma'aser rishon mafrish me'en ha'trumat ma'aser. From ma'aser rishon, we separate the trumat ma'aser, right? The levi separates trumat ma'aser. V'notna the kohen, and he gives it to the kohen. U'ma'aser sheni, u'ma'aser sheni olev ochlo v'Yerushalayim. And ma'aser sheni, he goes and he eats it in Yerushalayim. Maser Rishon, Maser Rishon and Ani, Hamosim Chavero Alav Araya, that the Levi has to bring a proof from the Am Haaretz that he took out the Maser Rishon and Ani for it to be believable. So what do you see over here? We said Michlal de Afru Shehavim Mefarshe. They separated. We have a bright over here that he was Mevatel the Vidui and he was Gozer al Admai. So how do you make sense of that? So the Gemara says Tarte Tiken. He established two things. Bitel vidui de chaverim, he was mevatel the vidui of somebody, the admitting of somebody who was giving maaser rishon to the kohen incorrectly. Right, you had to give it to the levi. V'gazar al admai shel amei haaretz, and he made a decree on demai of amei haaretz. It's two different takanot. V'afu bitel the meorarim, he even was mevatel the meorarim. Who are the meorarim? So my meorarim. Amar Rechava, b'chol yom v'yom shayu omdim levi'im al ha'duchan v'omrim, Ura lama tishan Adonai. Every day the levi'im would stand on the duchan and say, wake up, why are you sleeping, God? Hashem shalom. Amar la'en, Yochanan would tell them, v'chi yesh she'na lifnei ha'makom, does Hashem sleep? V'alo kvar ne'emar, hine lo yanum v'leishan shumay Yisrael, Hashem doesn't sleep. Elo bezman sh'Yisrael shurim b'tzar, v'umot ha'olam b'nachal v'shalva, lekach ne'emar, Ula lama tishan Adonai. When the Jewish people are suffering, and the goyim and the other nations are not. They're sitting comfortably, calm and comfortably. So then this is when the Jewish people say this pasuk. Why is God sleeping? Why is He not with us? So Yochanan ben Kohen Gadol made them stop. Veta nokfim, and also the nokfim. My nokfim. What are the nokfim? Amar v'yudah amar shmuel shayu mitarfin misartin le'egel ben karnav kadei she'ipol dam be'inav. They would cut in the calf. They would cut in between his horns so that blood would fall between his eyes. Into his eyes. Ata iu batil mishun dechazek kimuma, and came Yochanan Kohen Gadol and he said, no way, you can't do this anymore. This looks like a blemish. Matnita tana, and the brayta taught shayu choftin ato b'maklot keder shosin ato lifnei avodah zarah. They were hitting the animal with sticks like they used to do in front of avodah zarah. So Amar lahem, Yochanan said, al matayatem achilod nevelod la mizbeach. How much longer are you going to feed nevelot to the Mizbeach? Nevelot? Hashachilu. Why do you call it nevelah? Nevelah, it was slaughtered. So how can you call it a nevelah? Ela trefot. No, it's a trefa. What's the difference between a nevelah and a trefa? A trefa is an animal that is not going to last 12 months. It's going to die within the 12 months. And nevelah was it wasn't slaughtered properly. Right? The shechidah wasn't done properly. So, shema nikav krum shel moach. Maybe the membrane in the brain will have a hole in it and it's going to be a trefa. Amad v'itkin lahem taba'ot b'karka. So he came and established for them something called taba'ot in the karka. He had these rings in the ground that they would be able to place the animal's neck inside, and that's how they would be able to slaughter, and therefore they wouldn't do all these types of mechanics hitting the animal and stuff like that, so it wouldn't cause any blemish. Okay, then it says, Ad yamav haya patish makeh b'Yerushalayim. There was a cholam moed. There was work. So the Gemara says becholosh al moed. Kol yamav lo haya adam tarech lishol al demai k'nameran. All of his life, nobody had to ask about demai because we just said he established that everyone had to give maaser. Mishnah misha batla sanedrin batal shir. Okay, now it's going to get into pretty much all of the things that whenever something got cancelled, everything else got cancelled also. So let's see what it's talking about. Misha batla Sanhedrin batal hashir mibeit hamishtaot. When the Sanhedrin got nullified, so too the singing and the festivals in the Beit HaMishtaot and all different types of parties, all of that got cancelled. So ne'amar bashir lo yishtu yayin. They wouldn't have any more music and singing and stuff like that with drinking. Misha metun nevi'im arishonim batlu urim metumim. When the first nevi'im died, the urim... The Urim Betumim. Right, so this is when the Sanhedrin was nullified. I mean, having music with musical instruments, stuff like that. When the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, it's not so pashut that it's allowed. It's not so pashut according to Halacha. Okay, so Mishemetu Nevi'im. Nowadays, we permit everything as long as it's not one of those times during Omer or Tisha B'Av, because it's just obviously if it's kosher and all of that. But because a lot of people they need music to be able to keep them as Simcha. Mishumetu Nevi'im Arishonim Batlu Urim Etumim. The Urim Etumim were cancelled. Misha'charav Beit HaMikdash Batal HaShamir Benofet Sofim Upasku Anshei HaMenam Yisrael. When the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shamir, which is this worm that we're going to learn about soon, and the Nofet Sofim, this honey, and the men that had faith in Hashem, all of these things stopped. Shneimar Hoshia Adonai Ki Gamar Chasid. Rashbag Omer Ha'id Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua testified, when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, there is no day that didn't have curse. The dew did not fall for blessing. The taste of the fruits went away. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af nital shomen haperot. Shomen haperot. For me, it's shomen. Shomen haperot. It says even the nutrition of the fruits, it wasn't good anymore. You know, the fruits weren't tasteful anymore. And it weren't good anymore. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Atahora batla et ha-ta'am v'tareach. Tahara, when purity wasn't kept, it caused nullification of the taste of foods and smell of foods. Ha-ma'asrot natu et shomen ha-dagan, and the ma'asers, not giving ma'asers, that took away even the nutrition of the five grains. V'chachamim omrin, the chachamim say, aznut v'akeshafim kilu et hakol. Aznut, illicit relations and sorcery, all of that destroyed everything. So the Gemara begins. How do we know this is when the Sanhedrin was nullified? It says zekenim in the Beitin, they stopped, right? And the bachurim in ginatam from their negina, from their music. Amar Rav udna deshama zimrate akar, an ear that hears this music should be uprooted. Amar Rav zimra beveita churba besifa, music in the house will cause destruction at the end. Shneimar kol yeshorer b'chalon chorev basaf ki areza era. What's areza era? Ma ki areza era? Amar b'Yitzchak bayit ha-mesubach ba'arazim irhu. What, a house covered with cedar trees is considered a city? Ela afilu bayit ha-mesubach ba'arazim mitra'ea. Even a house covered with cedar trees, when there's music in this time, there it would be destroyed. Amar avashi shma mina kol matchil churba b'sifa matchil. Anytime there's destruction, it starts with the threshold. Shneimar chorev basaf. It says the saf, which is the threshold. V'ibayim and some say mehacha u'sheiya yukat sha'ar, that the abandoning and the hitting starts at the entrance. Amar mor baravashi uldidi chazi le umeganach umenagach ki Torah. Says, for me, I saw these demons, and they, they gore like a oxen, oxes. This is what he was saying. Amar Avuna Zimra Dinegadeu Devakare Share. Oh, music of sailors and flowers that keep them, busy while they're working, that motivate them while they're working, those are fine. The Gardae Asir, but if it's for like a weave leather or something like that, that would be prohibited, that would be a problem if it wasn't just for their work.
For fun.
Right, for schok. Ravuna Batil Zimra, Ravuna cancelled the music. Kam mea avaze bezuzav, umea se'a bechite bezuzav elo yibay. Hundred, the rates of all of the things depreciated, everything went down. All of the animals, the geese, there was 100 geese for 1 coin, for 1 zuz. 100 bags of wheat for 1 zuz. It was very cheap, but nobody wanted. Then Atar Rav Chista, Zalzel Be'er Rav Chista came back and he reinstituted the music. When everything went back up. Ibai lehu avza bezuza, ibai avza bezuza velo mishtakach. He tried to find even 1 goose for 1 zuz and he wasn't able to find. Meaning it went back all the way up times 100. Amar Rav Yosef, Zamrei Gavrei V'anei Nashei Pritzuta. Ooh, this is a famous Gemara. If you have men singing and women answering, that's Pritzut. That's not modest. Zamrei Nashei V'anei Gavrei Ke'esh Bin Ored. Says if there are women singing and men answering, that's like a fire blowing up. It's a very, very bad thing to have something like that. So there's a lot of these concerts that it has things like that. Those are problematic. So what's the difference? So why does it have to say this? Lamai Nafkamina. So the Gemara says, Lebatuleha Mikameha. If you have 1 Isur versus another Isur, there's going to be times and situations where you're not always going to have the option to choose Heter for other people, for yourself, whatever it is. So you have to find what the least amount of Isur that can be done is possible. That's what the Gemara Shana teaches us, saying, if you have 2 types of Isurs, which one is worse? Because seemingly it is a question. Whichever one is worse, take yourself away from that one. Don't stay next to that one. Right. Obviously, we try always to do good, but if you have to be put in a situation to choose between 2 bads, choose the gooder one, choose the better one. Amar Yochanan, Kol Shoteh Arba'a Minei Zemer Mevi Chamesh Puraniyot Ba'Olam. Somebody drinks from these 4 cups of wine, the 4 instruments.
Instruments.
Yeah. It's referring to wine. Though he says Shneimar, the pasuk. He brings 5 punishments to the world. Shneimar, the pasuk says. Hoy mashkime baboker shechar yirdofu. That's number 1. People that drink in the morning. Me'acharei baneshef yain yadlikem. At night, the wine lights them up. That's number 2. Vayakinor vanevel v'tof v'chalil v'yain mishnehem. And number 3 and 4 is over there. It's referring to the harp and the lyre, the tof, the drums, and the chalil is the flute. V'et po'al Adonai lo yabitu. And the handiwork of Hashem, they're not going to look towards. Maktiv acharav, then what does it say? Lachen gala ami miblidat. They became exiled. Shegormin galut la'olam. It causes exile in the world. Kvodom etem ra'av. Shemevin ra'av la'olam. It brings starvation to the world. Vehamono tzichet sama. Shegormin la'torah. Shikach melamdea. People who learn Torah will start to forget the Torah. Vayishach adam vayishpal ish. Shegormin shiflut la'sotno shakash baruch hu. It causes Hashem to be brought down. It causes Hashem to be lowered. Ve'en ish ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheneemar Adonai ish melchama. Ish is referring to Hashem. And the eyes of those who are above will come down. Shigormin shiflush al Yisrael causes the down bringing of Am Yisrael. Umakdi v'acharav. And what did it say after that? Lachen hirchiva sheol nafsha pa'ara piya livlichok v'yarad hadara u'hamunav she'una v'alezba. It's saying that the extending of the Chas v'Shalom Geinam for a person's desires, and it opens up pa'ara piya livlichok without any measure, whatever Chas v'Shalom should never know. This is what happens when a person would delve into these things with the music. Mishemetu nevi'im arishonim. You see, when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, there was a huge amount of sadness that was brought into the world. So there goes there not to have live music. Mishemetu nevi'im arishonim. When the nevi'im arishonim died, my nevi'im arishonim. Amar Avuna zed David Shmuel Shlomo. David Shmuel Shlomo. Rav Nachman Amar b'mei David zimnin salik zimnin lo salik. Sometimes it worked in David's time. Sometimes it didn't. The Urim Betumim. Sometimes it worked for Tzadok, it didn't work for Evyatar. Metiv Rabba Bar Shmuel, Vahi Lidrosh Elohim, Kolim Zecharia, Mevin Virot Elohim. So he was Doresh Elohim, what does that mean? So if you think it's talking about Urim Betumim, my love Urim Betumim, where it says not Urim Betumim, lo, but Nevi'im, it's talking about with prophecy. Tashma mishuchara beit hamikdash rishon batlu arei migrash. The cities of the Leviim, the fields of the Leviim, were batel. Upasko arim betumim, the arim betumim stopped working. Upasak melech mi beit David, and the king from David stopped. Vim lechashecha adam lomar, and if you whisper a person asking, vayomer atir shata laem, asher lo yechalum kodesh kodeshim, don't eat from the kodesh kodeshim, ad amod kohen leorim betumim, until the kohen stands for the arim betumim. Oh, what do you see? There was arim betumim. The Gemara says, no. Emor lo say to him, ka'adam shomer l'chavero, ad shichyu metim, ve'avo Mashiach and David. Until the dead people resurrect, and Mashiach and David comes, then we'll have it. But it was in the time of the first Beit HaMikdash. Ela amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, man nevi'im harishonim, who are the first prophets? La'apuke mechagai, Zechariah malachi, da'acharim ninu. Da'acharonim ninu. It's coming to exclude Chagai, Zechariah malachi, that they were the later prophets. Okay, the Tanur Rabbanan Mishemetu Chagai Zechariah Malachi Nisakar Ruach Hakodesh Mishael. The Ruach Hakodesh stopped when they died. Afal Pi Kein Hayu Meshabshim Bevat Kol. They would still use heavenly voice. Shepam Achat Hayu Meshubim Ba'Aliyad Beit Guria BeYericho. They were sitting in the attic in Yericho. Nitna Alehen Bat Kol Mishamayim VeAmra. This heavenly voice came out and said, Yesh Bachem Adam Echad Sheraui Shetishar Shechina Alav Ela Shein Doro Raui Lekach. There's one of you who's supposed to have Shechina sit upon him, but your generation is not prepared for it. Natnu Enehem Bilela Zaken. They looked at Hillel, Shemet, Hispidu, He Chasid He Anav, Talmido Shel Ezra. When he died, they did a huge eulogy for him, He Chasid He Anav, and tell me he was a student of Ezra. Veshuv Pam Acheret Hayu Mesubin Ba'Aliyah BeYavne. They were sitting in an attic in Yavne. Nitna Lehem Vat Kol Min Hashemayim Ve'Amra Lehem. The heavenly voice came out and said, Yesh Bachem Adam Echad Sheraui Shetishar Shechina Alav. There's a person who should have Shechina upon you. Ela She'en Dora Zakayin Lekach. But your generation is not merited. Natnu einehem b'Shmuel HaKatan. They looked at Shmuel HaKatan. Ukshemet hispidu he'anav echasid talmidu shel Hillel. When he died, they did a eulogy saying, "Oh, echasid he'anav," and the student of Hillel. Ve'af hu amar. He even said, "Bishad mitato at the time of his death." Shimon ve'Yishmael becharba. Shimon and Yishmael by the sword. Ve'chavroi likatla. The rest of them by the regular death, different deaths. Ushar amal leviza. And the rest of the nation will be spoils. Ve'akan sagiin atidin lemete alama chas v'shalom. Bad things, or big bad things are coming onto Am Yisrael. Ve'af al Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava bakshu lomar hechasid he'anav. They wanted to do this big eulogy for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Ela shenitrefa sha'a. Wasn't a good time. She'in masbidin al harugei malchut. They wouldn't do eulogy on harugei malchut because of the monarchy, right? The Rashi says over here, ve'emat ha'melech. They were afraid of the king. And the king stopped them. They would rebuke them. Yeah, they would rebuke them. So they would stop them from doing eulogy in that time. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Quick 1 minute recap. We started by talking about all these things that happened. When this was batel, this happened. When this was batel, this happened. This was pretty much the whole daf. The whole daf was about what happens when all of these things, different things happen. And then we got into the discussion of who are the Nevi'im Rishonim, the Urim Vetumim, when it stopped. In the Mishnah we discussed the Beit HaMikdash, when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the Sanhedrin was destroyed, all of this live singing and music and instrumental music and all of that had become batel, had become nullified. And we explained that, again, I guess nowadays, I mean it's machloket, but I guess nowadays, as long as it's done in a kosher way, there would be room to be lenient in certain instances, however that would be okay. And that was pretty much the daf for today. It was all the things that when they became batel, what happened as a result? Cause and effect, cause and effect. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Amen.